Good morning and welcome to the Living Deeply Stories podcast. I'm your host, Mirelle Parker. I'm a splenic projector in human design and a Capricorn with a Pisces moon and Aries ascending. So here I am. I was a life coach. I'm an author and I was an English as a second language teacher for 18 years as well. So I love to tell stories and I love personal development too. And the thing that I was just thinking about was that normally with personal development, you get the personal development like, you know, five ways to blah, blah, blah. And then in between you get the story, where I actually do it the other way. I give you the story and in between you get the personal development. So I love stories and I realized I'm a storyteller. So here I am with a story for you today. And this story is, I met a Tinder swindler this week. Oh my God. So I hope you have your nice cup of coffee or tea or glass of wine like me. I have my coffee. It's 8 a.m. here in Perth, Australia, where I'm coming to you from, the most isolated city in the world, apparently. And we also are, it's a huge state. It's like the whole, our state has 2 million people and it's the size of Europe. And about 1.5 million live in Perth, something like that. In Sydney, there's 5 million. In the whole of Australia, there's like 22 million. And yeah, so Perth, West Australia, 2 million, and Perth, 1.5 million. So, enough of the geography. Let me tell you about my story. I mean, Perth is a very, West Australia is an Australian general, very rich country from the mining industry, and especially West Australia. So I don't know if this makes us people from Perth a target for Tinder swindlers, but I definitely think that I matched with one this week on a dating app, and I'm going to tell you about it and why I quickly unmatched. So I have been on this app, Fitify. It's a dating app invented by some guys from Perth, actually, and it's now all around the world, and it's a dating fitness app. So it has a strong emphasis on fitness. Like you put in what kind of fitness you're into, what kind of diet, what kind of, there's a few questions to answer as well as the photos. So before this, my favorite dating app was Hinge, and that one is where, but I wanted to try Fitify. I read about it like 6 months ago maybe, and I just got on it like 2 weeks ago to, or a week ago even, I don't know. So yes, Fitify, why I wanted to go on it was because I thought that the guys on there, if you're into fitness, and it's funny, my friend Alana laughed when she heard it was invented by guys from Perth, because yeah, Perth is a very sunny place and people are really a lot into that outdoors lifestyle. I mean, if they're not into sitting at home watching Netflix, then they are outside cycling and surfing and walking, keeping fit. More than, like in Europe, or I lived in Switzerland, and in Switzerland, people are they're more into functional fitness, I think. Like you go cycling because there's mountains, and you might go on a cycle from Lucerne to along the river to another city or something. Or whereas in Perth, walking in the mountains or this kind of thing. They do it a lot. So they're into fitness too, but it's different. It's like there, it's like a lifestyle, like a whole day event. Whereas here it's more that people like to keep fit, to keep in shape. Daily workouts, like going cycling in the morning or going to the gym. So it takes up less time. And yeah, what I noticed anyway, correct me if I'm wrong, what I noticed that in, yeah, Switzerland, it's more like a weekend leisure activity, and here it's more like an everyday fitness lifestyle, keeping fit, looking good, for those who are into it. So I thought, I mean, I'm a very disciplined person, is what I have realized. And even if my life may not look like it on the outside, I am a high achiever. I have written a novel, I have a coaching business, and I have written a memoir that's being published this year. And it is also, I have also in the last 5 years written 5 other books in this memoir series. It's called Love Queen. And so it's all about my love life and dating life and what I learned along the way. Because, yes, this seems to be my life purpose, is to like have funny things happen to me and then share about it. So here I am living my life purpose. So, yes, I am very self-motivated. You know, that was my dream. And in learning to write a book and to keep on doing it, it taught me discipline, resilience, persistence, and through other life challenges as well, with breast cancer, metastatic breast cancer from 8 years ago, which I am medicated for. And so it has, yeah, taught me discipline, persistence, resilience. And I also I'm organized. I have organized my life, simplified it. And I need someone who is also has their shit together, you know, who is also a high achiever, who doesn't have any addictions. And that means also emotional as well. So you can also be addicted to drama, you know, which I guess I haven't found that so in guys so much. That is more a quality that I have seen more in women. But what I'm saying is that I am emotionally mature and I'm not perfect. I'm still learning. But I am self-motivated to learn as well, to learn, to self-aware, to make myself better. So I need someone who can match with me on these levels. They don't have to be exactly like me, but they do need to have a certain level of achieving or of self-motivation and discipline. And in the past, I have just more gone for someone who was fun, who I connected with. I went for chemistry. And what I have learned in the last couple of months is that chemistry does not equal compatibility. And chemistry can actually be it's where we have wounds from our childhood that match, and we will help each other heal together those wounds. But that's fine. I would like to have some chemistry with someone, but as a life partner, you don't just go for chemistry, because I have done that in the past and it had really disastrous effects. And you know what? I would rather be alone than be with someone else who I need to fix, because that just doesn't work. You know, a man, it's in their biology, their evolution, that they like to provide and protect. And I need someone who can actually do that for me. I don't need it. I have my own. I don't need someone to support me financially or mentally or physically. I can do it for myself, but I would like an empowered masculine man, because that creates great polarity, which is sexual chemistry. And so I think mostly I have healed these parts of myself, although I was watching the Sex Pistols movie. It's so good. It's by Danny Boyle. He was the director of Slumdog Millionaire, and it's on Disney Plus. I love Disney Plus. I got it because I wanted to watch the Kardashians, but I love watching biopics because I love stories. Because I love stories, and I love, yeah, that's my favorite film genre, my favorite thing to watch. So one great, I watched Pam and Tommy. That was pretty good. And so I watched The Pistols on Sunday night, and there was the character in it who had been, what's his name, Steve Jones. He started the band, and he had been sexually abused by his father and his stepdad, just once, but it made him into this kind of sex addict. And, you know, I was really attracted to him, and it made me question myself. I was like, do you still need to heal parts of yourself? Because, yeah, that mother energy is very strong in me, and I was a life coach. I know how to help people. I know how to help myself. I know how to create transformation. But I don't want to do that with a partner. It just kills the vibe, you know, the romance. And I have learned that. So, yes, that made when I noticed myself attracted to that character. I mean, he had more going for him than that, of course. But that was also aspects of himself. And, yeah, so it made me pause and reflect and be like, okay, there is this part of me that is attracted to a broken, very talented but broken guy, and I need to be aware of that because I am not going to fix anyone else. So yeah. So what else am I looking for on Fitify? So emotionally mature and in shape and looking after themselves. No, able to look after themselves, able to run their own life. So I'm also someone who's fun and adventurous, so I would like that in someone else as well. And brave. If you ask my friends or people that know me, like one quality I think to describe me, they would say brave. And I am brave on social media. I'm brave in the things I like to do in life. And I'm confident to go talk to people. So I would like someone who is brave too. And then lastly, intelligent and educated. So they don't have to be... They don't have to have gone to university, but that would be nice. Intelligent, yes, because I only realized this at age 40. I'm 43 now. I only realized then that I'm very intelligent. So I need someone who can match that, because otherwise I will emasculate them. And I have a lot of culture as well. I've lived overseas. I've lived here. So that's something else that they don't have to have lived overseas, but have a certain level of culture or manners or respect, something like that, but mostly intelligent. So yeah, I was just like, well, all my friends are intelligent, so I didn't even realize that that was a quality of that I should look for in a partner as well. And yeah, I only learned it at age 40. So, I have been following this woman I have been watching a lot of her content on YouTube. Her name is Mina Irfan. She's the universe guru. And another piece of advice she gives is to go for someone who's 7 years older, if you're a woman, because women are actually 7 years more mature than men. So I don't know if that's true, but she said, like, she recommends rotational dating a few people at once, which is what I'm doing. And by dating, that just means going, meeting up, not anything else. Just getting to know someone She is Pakistani and she grew up in the US. So she had a very failed first marriage. And then after that, she looked at her Pakistani culture and decided to go to learn, you know, what actually was they looked for in a partner because they had more success in marriage there. And so this was one of the qualities, the 7 years older. So she says to just add, if you're not sure about that, you can date someone who's your age, but also add in some who are older, 7 years, 5 to 7 years older, and see what that's like. So, and she said, if you're already with someone who is your age or younger and it works for you, then that's great. So, yeah, I'm just trying out different things at the moment and I'm learning a lot along the way. And then the other thing she said, which surprised me too, was that the guy should have been preparing for marriage. So she's into getting married. I don't know how I feel about that yet. But I guess I am looking for a life partner. I don't want to go through another breakup. I want to meet the one for me. So taking my time with that because I don't want to just get into a relationship. I'm not happy being by myself. And that, I think, is a important quality as well, that you've got your own life. You're not looking for this relationship to complete your life. But, of course, we want to be in a most people do want to be in a healthy and happy relationship. And so, but it can't be everything is what I'm trying to say. So yes, I think what I have learned is that you need to be happy in your life, and then this other person is a complement to it rather than being a completion. So, or everything. So yes, so the thing that I learned from Mina was that the guy should have been preparing for this marriage or relationship for 5 years. So he should have his life in order. And as I said, I'm open, but I have this in mind as well. And as I said, I will wait until the right one comes along. So let me tell you now about the Tinder swindler story. So how I knew this guy, or I suspected this guy was a Tinder swindler. When I say met, I mean I encountered him online and we just had exchanged a few texts over one evening, over maybe half an hour, not the whole time, while I was watching, what was I watching last night? Another biopic. It's Fosse and Verdana or something like that. It's a story about Bob Fosse, and I am into dancing. So I wanted to watch it because I'm a dancer myself. And I've just got back into it this year. I'm doing two classes and I'm going to be in a concert in October. So I'm very excited about that. So yes, I have a world of, I don't like to watch that much Netflix or TV because I get very obsessed. Like that Pistols, it was a 6-part series and I watched it all on Sunday night till 12:30 a.m. And so that's why I have to be careful about what I invest my time in, because I can be obsessive, especially when it comes to interesting stories. So I also I'm having my kitchen renovated at the moment, so that's why I'm recording this at 8 a.m. And then other than that, I'm also resting and looking after myself and running my life. So I don't have a lot of, I don't want to chat on Fitify. I'm not there to chat. And I had learned that from years ago on Tinder, that some people just are there to chat and I am not a lonely heart by myself wanting some company. So yeah. The other day, well, last week I matched with this guy, and again, it was someone who was like, I don't know, maybe I'll match with him and see. But immediately he told me that he was a widow and, you know, lonely. And I was, of course, you know, I said that's so sad and tragic. I'm sorry. But quite soon after I unmatched because you don't want to lead with that. If a guy's leading with that, if he's saying he's so sad and lonely, he hasn't been preparing for 5 years. So you have to be a bit ruthless because I don't want my time wasted either. It's too precious. And so, yes, this guy I started chatting with and he said something like, "Hey, beautiful, where are you from?" or something like that. And, oh, yes, this guy, let me tell you about him. So, where did I write it? I wrote his stuff down so I wouldn't ramble. So, yes, he was 40 and there were two pictures. There was one which was a close-up of his face, very good looking, and the second one of photo of him was him on a private jet. So I was like, okay. Is this for real? Interesting to just put those two pictures as well. And then he said he was looking for a relationship. So, of course, he's going to get the women who are also looking for a relationship. And it said he was in Sydney and that he was into something about mining prospects. So he had liked my picture the other day and then I just like ignored it because I was a bit suspicious I was like, Sydney, no. But then I just, out of curiosity, I matched with him and then, so he sent me a message like, "Hey, beautiful, where are you from?" And I said, "Perth." And then he immediately said, "I do this, like whatever, mining prospects, blah, blah, blah. What do you do?" And I just ignored it. But I said, like, "What do you do? Like, I'm not going to tell you what I do if you live in Sydney and we're not going to work out anyway." So I just said, "Oh, are you in Sydney? Because I live in Perth." No, I said, "Oh, are you in Sydney? That's a shame. I don't think it's going to work out." And he said he was in Sydney, but he travelled to Melbourne on business. And I might have said, yeah, that I live in Perth, so it's not going to work out. And then he was like, "Oh, well, my business might be expanding into Perth soon." And I was like, "Okay, well, I'm an author." And then quite very quickly he said, "Can we chat on WhatsApp?" And also, by the way, he didn't use question marks. There was no punctuation. And I can forgive that in someone younger, but I don't know. It puts me on the back foot. No, not the back foot. I don't know what I'm saying. It makes me wonder if we're a good match because I don't want someone who's not educated enough to use question marks. And I know it's something that younger people do these days, but it makes me a bit suspicious of whether we are a good match or not. So anyway, he wrote very quickly, "Can we chat on WhatsApp? I don't appear on here often." So I replied, "I'm sorry, I don't use WhatsApp to chat." And then he wrote back, "Do you have Telegram?" Or again, no question mark. "I don't appear on here often." And this is the thing, like, it's a dating app. You can get notifications come up on your phone, just like on WhatsApp. So firstly, I'm not going to give you my phone number when we've exchanged a couple of messages. And why? So because it's encrypted, you know. So when he asked that I don't appear on here often, like, you don't have to appear on there. You just have to turn your notifications on for it. And this is the other thing. If someone's not able to use this app properly, I don't think we're a good match, because if you don't take that much care to actually figure it out, then you're not really as serious about it. And I question your intelligence as well. So I unmatched him straight away when he asked if I had Telegram. And so that was it. So I don't have the messages anymore because now we were unmatched. I should have screenshot them to use for material. And, so I had asked him where he was from, and he said he was from Czechoslovakia but grew up in Singapore. And this, today I was just writing out these notes to do for this podcast, and then I realized, oh my God, another very good looking guy said this the other day. So maybe this is a thing. And it's like the Tinder swindler. He, you know, it reminded me of the Tinder swindler. So, so this other guy the other day, he was also good. He looked kind of French and also lived in Sydney, or was in Sydney, and I messaged something to him like, oh, it's weird being matched with Sydney because I've only got my you can set a setting, like what distance you want, and so mine is 50 kilometers, and I said that to him, and he said something like, I don't know, it's a fitness app. And I was like, okay, if you don't even know this is a dating app, we're not a good match. You're not for me. So I unmatched with him. But I think this is a thing, this story. Oh, my God. This is probably the same guy saying the same thing to different people. So if you're on a dating app, please be careful. Watch out for these swindlers and definitely check out Tinder Swindler. It's on Netflix. It was very interesting and fascinating to learn that these people operate in the world. And what they do is they get your trust and then they impress you, maybe take you on their jet or to stay in a fancy hotel or whatever, and then they start asking you for money. First they give you money, and then they're like on the Tinder swindler, he's like, my enemies are pursuing me, something like that. I have cut off my bank account. They had to cut off my bank account. My credit card, I need you to transfer me $50,000. And these women they were taken in by it. And they lost like $100,000. And one of the women were not even dating them. But that's the thing, as women, we have such open hearts, you know. We're so caring. We do have that mother energy. And we are, you know, we can get taken for a ride. And it can be a very expensive ride in the end and make you feel like a complete loser. So watch the Tinder Swindler, and if you haven't already, and be on the lookout if you're on a dating app for these fishy stories and these guys who try to move too fast. And that's the thing. It's about having boundaries. What I have learned too from Mina, the universe guru, is that guys, empowered guys actually love it when you say no, because it shows you have boundaries. And so this has empowered me to have those boundaries more as well, and to not bend for somebody, if you know what I mean. So that's my story for today. I met a Tinder swindler this week, and luckily I was not taken in. So if you would like some more help with getting to that empowered place, I have, and loving your life, I have these transformational guides, which are on my website in my shop. And I ran a course a few years ago called 5 years ago called Healthy and Powerfully Feminine. And because I'm just working on my books and putting my books out there, I wanted to be able to help people without running a course again. I don't know in future if I will run a course again and then the price will go up. So right now, I'm actually doing some training at the moment for coaching. It's on the three brains. So it's about the head, the heart, and the gut brain, and how to listen to all three and to have them in alignment when we are making decisions trying to achieve things, and maybe your heart or your gut or your mind is not in alignment with it. So if you would like help right now getting your life in order, I have these great guides on my website. So you can go and check it out. It's at merelleparker.com/shop, or you can go, there's a link at the bottom in the show notes, and you can go there for it. And please get on my mailing list. Once you go to my site, you will receive a guide for feeling your emotions, how to feel your emotions so that you don't have to eat them or date them or sex them or scroll them or drink them. And also you feel your emotions so that you can get back to this place of alignment and be present. So when you sign up for my mailing list, you also receive that guide, and you will also receive a quick ease intuition flow guide. I think it's 20 points on how to access ease, intuition, and flow. So that's if you sign up for my website. And you can also, yes, as I said, purchase those guides while they're available for that price. And anything else? Yeah, I'm on Instagram. You can also like and share this podcast if you know someone else that it could help, or just people in general, put it out there, tag me or not. And I'd love to hear from you. So there's lots of things that you could do. Let me know how I can help you, what you would like me to share about. I'd be happy to. So thanks so much. And I look forward to my next week's podcast, bringing you another story from my interesting life. And until then, I'm wishing you lots of wisdom for the week ahead. Bye.